Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek juggles the ball. That's an error on Gromek. Guerra moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 0-for-2 in the game. Gromek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2. And Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.